こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、財務省は消費税増税後の1円玉の不足を予測し、すでに約2600万枚の1円玉を追加製造したほか、今年度約1億6000万枚の製造を予定しています。しかし日銀によると、増税前から毎月の流通量に変化がないことが分かりました。逆に小銭を使わずに済む電子マネー主要4種、スイカ、楽天エディ、ナナコ、ワオンの利用回数は 25% 増加しています。
The Ministry of Finance, anticipating a shortage of 1 yen coins after the recent tax increases, has announced plans to mint 160 million 1 yen coins. This is in addition to the 26 million coins already minted this year. According to the Bank of Japan, the number of 1 yen coins in circulation has not changed significantly, but rather, people are using them less as electronic payment systems like Suica, Rakuten Edy, Nanako, Waon have all seen an increase of about 25% in use.
そう、あの1円玉ってアルミニウムでできてるんだけど、アルミニウムの価格が高いから1枚3円かかるんだって、1円を作るのに。だから作れば作るほど赤字になっちゃう。で、2011年から13年までは一般用のに流通する1円玉の製造はしてなかったらしいんだけど、まあ、増税するっていうことで、まあ、作り始めた。で、1989年に消費税導入した時に1円玉がすごい足りなくなっちゃって大変なことになったんだって。だから今回もそうならないようにっていうことで作ったらしいけど、電子マネーのことを多分忘れてたのかな。
The depreciation of the yen probably doesn't help that issue either.
そうだね。
They have the same problem in the US with pennies and nickels. And so they've been changing the composition of these things over time. So they're not made of what they're supposed to be made of. They're using a lot of zinc. But even zinc's like getting expensive.
そう、なんかあの、だって日本で1円ができたのって1955年らしいんだけど、1円玉ができたのって、そっから物価がめっちゃ上がってるじゃん。だから1円の価値がもうね、その当時に比べたら全然低くなってるから。でもカナダは去年ペニーをやめたんだよね。
Really?
いや、あと北欧も結構どんどんやめてて、だから最低の通貨がだいたい15円とか10円とか、まあ、5円とかのとこもあるけど、で、端数は繰り上げか切り捨てみたいな感じ。日本はどうするんだろうね、1円。
Yeah, I don't know. I'm one of these people that are using these electronic payment systems.
Okay.
A lot.
What are you using?
Suica.
Okay. 私も最近すごいスイカ使ってる。コンビニとか自販機とか、It's so easy, right? I don't have to deal with like じゃらじゃら小銭、like 1円玉とか10円玉とか。
For 自販機 too.
Yeah.
If I see 自動販売機 and it doesn't take Suica, I'm like fuck it.
Yeah, タクシーも使えるしね。だからこうさっと出してさっと去りたいときは電子マネーの方が楽だよね。あと日本あれだよね、お財布携帯とかもあるから。
It's kind of dangerous though. I feel like spend a lot more money.
Really?
No? Because otherwise you kind of have to do the math, you kind of pull the coins out and you have a real sense for what the price is. But when it's this 電子マネー, you're just like, beep. You're not even, just whatever.
Thinking, yeah. Well, it's less scary than Amazon for sure. Because I'm actually taking out Suica.
でも Amazon 安いから you actually save some money for the same stuff. But if you're paying with the Suica versus coins, the price isn't different. It's the same.
But don't you get, なんか楽天とかさ, don't you get points?
I don't know.
I think some of these stuff you can get points, じゃない？まあそれならちょっとは得してるかな。
ま
あ1円玉ね、私だってコンビニでお釣りで1円玉もらったらあの寄付のところに入れちゃうもん全部。I think that's what most people are doing now.
I noticed recently at a some family mart that they are like posting some promotional thing. They like stuck some promotional thing over the donation box. Isn't that kind of fucked up? Have you noticed that? So they have the little donation box where you put the, you can put like your 1 yens or whatever in there, right?
Yeah.
And then they had some weird like promotional thing like on it. So you can't even put your, like you can't even, it's like hidden. I don't know.
Oh, もういらないってこと？1円いりません。
わかんない。I don't know. I don't even remember what the advertisement was, but I thought it was kind of weird.
もうなんか海外だと結構お釣り適当だったりするからあんまりこう端数を別に切り上げとか切り捨てしても問題にならないみたいなんだけど
they round it in some places.
そうそうそう。でも日本はそれそういうね文化がもともとないから1円玉はいらないけど撤廃とかってなるとちょっといろいろな障害が出そう。
I think the rounding thing kind of comes from tipping
Yeah, yeah, I think so too, yeah.
I think tipping kind of contributed to this.
だって、
適当さ。
端数払わなくていいもんね。別に上に繰り上げちゃって、それをチップにしちゃえばいいから。日本はそれがないからね。何百十三円とかでさ、You can't just pay like 何百二十円 then just leave, right? Like they'll give you 7 yen change, ちゃんと。
I really think these, what do you think about these?Tax increases recently.
困るよ、そりゃ。困るし、ちょっと、ちょっと意味が分からない、やっぱり。一消費者として。本当に上げなきゃいけないのかって。じゃあ本当に無駄ないんだったら、無駄してなくて、本当にお金足りないんだったらいいよ。
What was the reason they're giving this time around for the tax increases? Before it was like the 売上税。And then it was like, they were saying like education, for education, they're raising the tax. まあ全部嘘だけどね。
This time よくわかんない。お金がないから。That's what they say. They say お金が足りない。But
They really? Always lie with this stuff. They lied with the toll roads too. Those were supposed to become
で結局さあれじゃん生活必需品にはじゃあヨーロッパみたいにタックスかけないようにしましょうかとかそういう議論を始めたもののまとまらず結局全部に増税されてるから、
Taxes are so high now, it's crazy.
I know, 10% だもんね。 Yeah, like I wish they stopped taxing those 生活必需品
Yeah, it's literally the leastThe least efficient way to tax. It's terrible because, you know, now people got to pay more for like toilet paper and stuff. Like really?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what?
ね、わけわかんないよね。
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, and then you always see on the news about like them wasting money. Like yeah, 例えば何千万円とか。
They just lose money.
Yeah, by making these extra 1 yen that no one is using.
And they'll take your Nenkin money and just build random stupid buildings with it.
そうそう。
And put some comfy retired politician in there to manage it. It's just a bunch of corrupt bullshit.
そうなの。ちょっとね、わけがわかんないよね。お金ないって言われても。
But, you know, nobody does anything in Japan. No, it's just like, yeah, just keep fucking us in the ass.
そうね。まあ、海外だったらねデモとかもっとすごいことになってると
思うよ。 People would lose it.
Yeah.
People would lose it.
おとなしいよねやっぱうちら。うちらってまとめたけど。 Yeah. 次、愛の南京錠で知られるパリの観光名所ポンデザール橋の手すりが南京錠の重みでついに壊れました。カップルが永遠の愛の証として南京錠をポンデザール橋につけるのは2008年に始まり、今では手すりが南京錠で埋め尽くされています。
A section of railing on the Pont des Arts bridge in Paris has collapsed under the weight of love locks attached to the bridge by couples as a testament of their eternal love, a trend that began in 2008. The bridge itself remains intact, and the railing that collapsed fell onto the bridge rather than into the river below. Nobody was hurt, yeah?
No. でもなんか危ないから撤廃しましょうよみたいなキャンペーンもあるらしくて、壊れちゃうから橋が。
It's a pretty famous bridge.
そう、超有名だし、もう南京錠、本当に埋め尽くされてて、柱が見えない。柱っていうか何？手すりの棒が全然見えなくなってる。私ね、行ったことないんだよね。パリは行ったことあるけど。多分行ってないと思う。行ったら覚えてるよね、多分これ。さすがに。
Yeah, I don't know if you've been there.
で、これね、でもね、このポンデザールだけじゃなくて、ドイツ、イタリア、セルビア、台湾とか、いろんなとこにあって、こういう習慣が。日本もあるの。
どこ？
ね、神戸の、ヴィーナスブリッジっていうところでみんなが手すりにつき始めたからそれをやめてもらうためにわざわざ南京錠をつけれるモニュメントを別に建てたらしいんだよね。
They should just make a really strong bridge somewhere. This is like
for
love,
南京錠
lock, your
yeah. だからこういう橋はさもともとこう歴史がある橋とかで別にその南京錠用に作ってるわけじゃないからね。みんながどんどんつけちゃう。
I guess it's not that romantic if the bridge is built for that.
Yeah.
People want to risk destroying the bridge. It's part of the romance.
Yeah, and I think it's romantic because these bridges are really historical and kind of old.
And you're kind of not supposed to do it.
Yeah, yeah. なんか元はあれだよね。こう鍵をつけて、鍵つが南京パッロックの方を橋につけてキーをセーヌ川にポイッと捨てるっていうのが元は、
So are there a bunch of locks in the river? Or I mean keys?
実際にみんなが捨ててるのかは分かんないけどまあ多分捨ててる人もいるんじゃない？セーヌ川のそこに溜まってんじゃない？鍵がまあよくないよね。あとハワイのさコーナーも、まあ、火山でもう全部ラーバロックスなんだよね。そこに、で真っ黒なのずっともう高原みたいになっててそこに貝とかを持ってきてみんなが白いサンゴとかで自分の名前とかを書くのね。それも本当はダメなんだけど、みんなやってるから道の両側にガーッとみんなの名前とかなんかハートとか何ハートの中にあやい傘みたいなさ。
Yeah, I was reading about how there'sI forget what it's called, but there's a new type of rock that has formed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And what is it called? It has like a really weird name, but the rock is a mixture of plastic and like actual rock.
It's so crazy.
And so it's like these half plastic, half rocks are everywhere.
Wow.
In Hawaii. And it's because people...throw trash into the lava.
Ah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Or into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then it goes near the lava.
Yeah.
And it melts and like it fuses with rock and
That's
sand
crazy.
And becomes this weird plastic rock.
Oh my god.
And so, you know, what do you do with these half plastic, half rock rocks? Do you...throw them away?
But it's like... Is it nature now? Is it considered as nature?
Well, what's nature? You know, are we natural? It's a weird...
Yeah, true.
It's a weird thing.
True. 確かに。確かに。
We don't bulldoze the dams of beavers, but this doesn't seem like it's good for the environment.
No.
And people should probably stop throwing their trash into the lava.
Yes, definitely.
But they want to see it like, they want to see what happens. It's like, oh, what happens if something lands in the lava?
Because when, That's so dumb.
When, it's dumb, but it's something that we all, I don't know about everyone, but I certainly wondered about that a lot as a kid. You know, you have these games where it's like, oh, don't touch the floor because it's lava.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And you
I
wonder
know
what
you
happens.
Mean.
And you see the Terminator movie and you're like, whoa, this dude's like...
I know what you mean, but you can watch what happens on like YouTube or something. You don't have to do it yourself if it's, you know.
Yeah. So you're asking people to go all the way to Hawaii, look at the lava,
and
then
go to YouTube.
Go home, open up YouTube, and see a video of what happens.
そうだよ。そうだよ。そう迷惑だからね。
Yeah.
そうだよ。次、 アメリカで女性のオーガズム障害を助ける治療用のジェルがもうすぐ認可されます。テフィーナというこのジェルにはテストステロンが含まれており、鼻に塗ることで性交時のオーガズムを促します。治験には253人の女性が参加し、84日間ジェルを試しました。するとジェルを塗ってないグループは平均 1.7 回オーガズムに達したのに対し、塗ったグループは 2.3 回でした。また副作用も特にありませんでした。
A new female orgasm drug may soon be available to the public following successful trials. Tefina is a use-as-required testosterone gel designed to be applied to the nose. Low testosterone levels are associated with a decreased libido. 253 women participated in the trials using the gel for 84 days. Users of the drug experienced 2.3 orgasms during the trial period versus just 1.7 for the users ofThe placebo and side effects were found to be negligible.
そう、鼻っていうか、nasal gelと書いてたから、多分鼻の穴だよね。
うん。
に塗る感じかな。で、オーガズム障害、オーガズム障害ってもなかなか難しいんだよね。
Sounds like it.
そう、一般的に5人に1人はなかなかいかないらしいんだよね。
Like ever?Well, these people, I mean, how do you have testosterone gel in your nose for 84 days straight and you only had an increase of, what, 0.6 orgasms over the course of months? That seems strange.
でも、なかなか行かない。だから、行ったことないじゃなくて、なかなか行かないのが、まあ、大体5人に1人で、その中でも、そのうち4分の1ぐらいがもうそれで実害が出ちゃうほど苦しんでて、そうすると実際にお医者さんに診断されるらしいの、mm. あなたはオーガズム障害。
How do they account for the male's role, I mean, or female, their partner's role in producing
yes,
the orgasm? How do you know if you have this this, what do you call it?
Like you mean like if it'syour、
condition.
own fault or if it's just that your boyfriend sucks at sex
or you just don't like him that much. I don't know.
Yeah so that's why like doctors won't just you know tell you like あもうすぐじゃあオーガズム障害ですねとかはならないんだけど because it's complicated、
mm.
there are three kinds of オーガズム障害。原発性、二次性、状況性っていうのがあって、原発性っていうのはもうもともとなんかマスターベイでもインターコースでもどっちでもオーガズムできないというかしたことないというか、オーガズムってそもそも何ですかみたいな人のこと、
うん、
二次性っていうのは昔はいけたのに何かそのまあ精神的なものとか身体的なものがあっていけなくなっちゃったことで、状況性っていうのはたまにいけるけどなんかそのこの彼氏がやっぱ嫌だとか、 なんかそういう状況によって行けたり行けなかったりみたいな、でだからなかなか難しいんだよね。でも大体精神的なものが原因なんだけど、そのホルモンバランスとか飲んでる薬とか過去に怪我したとかでなっちゃうこともあるって書いてあった。
Maybe they're doing it wrong. This reminds me of the couple that was in the news a while back. There was this couple in China.
Yeah.
Actually, I think there were a bunchthat went to the doctor and it's like, hey, we can't get pregnant. We don't know what's going on. And it turned out that they weren't even having sex. They were just lying in bed together, just like expecting it to happen. Like they didn't know how to have sex.
So innocent.
ちょっと可愛いよね。
インターネット見ればいいのにね。
Or is that stuff censored there? I don't know.
ああ、そっか。
わかんないけど。Maybe not.
I don't know. でね、2008年のデンマークの研究で日立マジックワンドってあんじゃん、あれを使ったらこのオーガズム障害の女性の 93% がオーガズムできたっていう。
すごすぎるじゃん。
日立マジックワンドすごいじゃんと思って、まあ、日本だと多分ハンドマッサージ機とか呼ばれてるけど日立マジックワンドっていうね、もうよく AV とかにも出てくるけど別にエログッズじゃないんだよね、これ本当は普通のマッサージ機、こう持つ白い棒のとこがあって先っぽに灰色 の, あの ブーってバイブレートするやつがついてるやつね、あれをだから使ってみるといいかもしれないよね。オーガズムできない人 93%? いや、すごくない？日立マジックワンド、日立すごくない？日本の会社万歳。でも、
Jesus.
そうで、アメリカの研究だと全体で 10% の女性がオーガズムしたことない、インターコースでオーガズムしたことないっていう研究もあるから、まあできないからといって焦ることではないんだよね別に。あと年齢とかもあるしさ、女の子は男と違って簡単にオーガズムできないから。
93%
Yeah.
Men are obsolete. It's happened.
Yeah.
The penis is obsolete.
そうだよ。だからちょっと遠いとかね、使ってみるのもいいかもしれない。悩んでるとしたらもし。
But if one of these girls tries this magic wand, they'll never be able to. Why would they even go back to having sex if they can never orgasm?
No, the thing is, sometimes for girls.We need to learn how to orgasm. So one, it's like, it's possible that once we learn with a toy or a magic wand or whatever, then maybe we can do it with men too.
Hmm.
You know what I
so
mean?
So they are doing it wrong. Maybe.
Men?
Both. Women.
Yeah, it's possible. So it's really complicated. Like, まあ簡単にね、すぐ disorder とか言うのもどうかっていうあれもあるし。You know,
this drug doesn't seem like it's that effective to me.
I mean,
2.3 orgasms over 84 days. And you're like putting testosterone in your nose like every day. Just
I don't
for
know
like
if they、
that.
Did it for every day. Like, I don't. なんかこの84日間の間にどれぐらい実際セックスしたのか書いてなかったから。So maybe, I don't know. でも I'm sure, like, 回数はみんなで揃えたはずだからさ、セックスの。
You know, a treatment called testosterone replacement therapy is becoming very common in the United States right now for people over the age of like 35, 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the natural human body, we, for men, we range between...like 300 and 1,200 I forget what the unit is, micro, whatever they measure the serum levels with. And once you're over like 30 years old, 35 years old, it starts to go down. Actually, it starts to go down from the age of like 17.
Yeah.
So you might be at like 1,200 when you're 17. Then by the time you're like 25, it's down to like 1,000 or 900, and then by the time you're 40 years old, it could be as low as 200. And some men go even lower than that. So there are a lot of middle-aged men where their balls have like stopped working, basically.
Yeah.
Either their balls or their pituitary gland, which sends a signal to the balls. But it seems like a lot of people in Japan could benefit from this sort of a treatment as well, because it has changed the lives of a lot of people in the US.
Yeah, and I mean, こういう話になると結構男性がやっぱフォーカスされがちじゃん。あの ED とかそうだし、バイアグラとか、そういうホルモン治療とか。
Well, it's a much bigger issue for men, because if you have low testosterone and you're a man, like that, like if my testosterone levels right now drop to 200,my personality would completely change. I would have no motivation to do anything. My body would begin to waste away. My bones would break. It would be a disaster. Like, men need their balls to be working.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, people or the media tends to focus on men. And women, first of all, like, don't really want to talk about it. Like, その、あの、menopause の後とか、更年期ね、の後とかにやっぱりホルモンのバランスが変わって、もう sex drive なくなっちゃったり、まあ、そもそもオーガズムできなくなっちゃったり、だからそもそもオーガズム一回もしたことない人とか結構いるんだよね。それで実はすごい悩んでる人とかいるんだけど、まあそれ自体はそんなに珍しいことじゃないし、まあ本当にねそれで困ってるんだったらお医者さんのところに相談に行ってもいいと思うし、ね、あんまり話さないもんね女性は。なんか私いけないんだけどどうしようとかさ、 I mean, me and my friends talk about it, but I don't think that's too common here.
Not normal.
Yeah, in Japan. Especially about orgasm, it's kind of, it's really, it feels pretty personal.
Well, it is pretty personal.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes you really need to talk about it with others to know, for example, like what you're doing wrong or, you know, what you can do to improve your sex life. Sometimes you wouldn't know, you know, until you just talk to other people. So, もったいないよね.
コラムに出てきそう。
いや、だから PMS とかもね、そうだよ、本当に。What?
I try not to laugh when you said that. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, この間ね、PMS だったから、あの長いエピソードになったけど。
次。A chatbot computer program simulating a 13-year-old boy passed the 2014 Turing test held at the Royal Society in London on Saturday. The computer program developed in St. Petersburg, Russia, was successfully mistaken for a human being 33% of the time during a series of text conversations with a panel of human judges. In order to pass the Turing test, a computer must be mistaken for a human more than 30% of the time.
王立協会が土曜日に開催したチューリングテストに、13歳の少年のふりをしたロシアの人工知能が合格しました。この人工知能とチャットで会話した人間のジャッジは 33% の確率でこれが人間だと騙されました。このテストの合格ラインは 30% です。ちょっと合格ライン低くないと思ったんだけど、そんなことないの？
Based on what?
Well, because like 30% of the time でもういいことになるの。 Because I mean, it means 70% of the time, you can tell that it's not human.
Mm.
So, what does this mean?
Well, obviously, the higher it is, the better. Yeah, I think it's low.
だよね。
Well, originally, it was 50%, set by Alan Turing in 1951.
Okay.
And the idea is, the test is...You have a computer and you have a human and you have judges interacting with both. And the computer has to fool the human into thinking that it is human.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you tried talking to some of these programs like this?
Siri?
Oh, well, Siri is not trying to convince you that it's...human, but there are ones that are, like there's one called Cleverbot, and Cleverbot claims to have a 59% success rate.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I went onto their website, the Cleverbot website, and I tried talking to this thing.
Mm. 誰でも話せんの?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it sucks. It's so obvious it's a computer. It's not even close to convincing.
じゃあ誰が 59% って言ってんの?
Well, they are.
Oh, they themselves.
They are 勝手に saying that, but there's no way. Like, the answers didn't make any sense.
Ah, okay, okay.
They made no sense at all.
意味ないね、じゃあ。
Yeah.
あの、最近の、あの、詐欺メールとか?
Yeah.
は結構返信が来たりするらしいけど、I don't know how much of it is...bot and how much of it is actually human, because they sometimes give you a ちゃんとした答え, like it's obvious that humans are making them. So
yeah, I've been hit on through Line.
Ah, okay.
By bots.
そっか。
Yeah, it's really weird.
でもそんなリアルじゃないでしょ、だから。
No, they're pretty convincing. They're pretty convincing. They know like men who get flirtatious messages tend to ask the same questions, like who are you, like.
Ah, でもなんて言ってくるの? Was this in Japanese or English?
It was in English.
It was in English.
I think it was in English.
なんて何言ってくるの最初?
I don't remember. I wonder if I can. I wonder if I still have it in my phone.
Yeah, I'm curious now. Really?
Mm.
だってなんかさ、最近多いじゃん、私は AKB48 のメンバーですみたいな。でも私は芸能人以外に友達がいないから友達になってくれませんかみたいな詐欺メールとかさ。
Yeah, I wonder if it was LINE. Maybe it was on something else.
Ah, okay. Or sometimes they just give you like...
Or maybe I deleted it.
なんか 今すぐにここに会員登録したら5000万円の遺産をあなたにあげますとかそういうさ。
Yeah, well, I showed you I got that fraud email like a week ago to my email account.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Stealdo.
Stealdo. Yeah, the email address was Stealdo.
やる気ないよね。
And the title was like Mitsubishi Ginko or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't even use Mitsubishi Ginko, so it's like, who? What the?
So weird.
And it just had this big green button.
Okay.
Like light green button that said like email address no kakunin or something. But if you click it, I think it'll take you to some website that's going to download something onto your computer and then, I don't know.
Yeah. でもさ、
turn on your webcam
こんなのに
or something.
こんなのに騙される人絶対ないだろうと思うけど、いるんだよね、それが。そのだから、私は AKB のあっちゃんですみたいなのとか、こんにちは安室奈美恵ですみたいなやつに騙されちゃってお金をすごい払ってる人とかいるんだよね、ニュースとか見てると。で、被害に遭いましたとか。でも そのボットだか、たまにまあ人間も入ってると思うけど、何ヶ月もメールしてさ、
How are they getting my email address? Who I swear like some of these big companies, like reputable companies, are giving them out.
漏れてるのもあるし、売ってるのもあるだろうし、いろいろじゃない？たまになんか分かりやすいのもあるらしいけどね。なんかここに登録した瞬間にいっぱい迷惑メール来るようになって、絶対こいつじゃんみたいな。
Yeah, something sketchy.
Yeah, yeah. だからね、気をつけないとね。
Yeah, what kind of sketchy stuff are you signing up for, mommy?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't get these emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're the one who's getting these emails.
なんだ。
どういうスケッチなの買ってんの。こっちのセリフだよ。
So, their initial press release for this thing came under a lot of criticism. The guy that arranged this thing is a man named Warwick, who's kind of notorious for his dramatizations of these kind of misleading articles and stuff. You know, they're saying
okay.
a supercomputer outsmarted people, but it's not a supercomputer. It's just software. It's just a chatbot. Yeah, and like you said, 30% is pretty low. Originally, the Turing test was 50%. And there's actually no... It's not really intelligence. It's not artificial intelligence. It's just a program.
Oh, it's a 人工知能じゃないんだ. Sorry. It's just a...
You could call it intelligence. I mean, what is artificial intelligence? You know?
I guess. Yeah. I guess you could say 人工, まあじゃあ人工知能でもいいか。
But a much better example of effective AI is this IBM's Watson.
Okay.
The one that beat these people in Jeopardy.
Okay.
A few years ago. Last year? When was it?But they're actually using this supercomputer. Watson is a real supercomputer developed by IBM to help physicians with medical diagnoses.
Okay.
So they're actually making decisions, diagnosing like cancers using artificial intelligence or using IBM Watson. So companies are actually hiring a computer to help them make these decisions.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
まあでもデータベースってことでしょ?
What do you mean?
要は、だから、そのいろんな情報をこっちがインプットして、こういう、例えば、symptoms があります。で、それを、何?そのデータから、世の中にもうすでにあるデータをくっつけて、あ、こ、じゃあこういう診断ですねっていうことでしょ?
I don't know what kind of data they're actually putting in there. A lot of the...stuff that they use is actual like scans and stuff, right? So the algorithms involved to analyze something like a CT scan, it would be crazy.
Yeah. Is it that developed? Or...
People are paying for this IBM Watson computer to help make these. Apparently, these physicians are only making, or diagnostic physicians, I forget what the technical term for the title is, but they're only making the correct diagnosis like 50% of the time.
Mm.
And IBM Watson is making the correct diagnosis 90% of the time.
まあそうだろうね。So
these guys are like, it's almost like they've become obsolete.
日本はそういうの使ってるとこあるのかな?
I doubt it.
なんかさ、お医者さん。
I don't know if public medicine can afford that.
私、お医者さんがどういうふうにwork してるかわかんないんだけど、profession として。Like, to get new information.、
Mm.
たまにその、例えば、まあ私すごいネット見てるからさ、その、とか、なんだろう、例えば、一個の婦人科に行ったときに、あ、子宮筋腫を抑えるためにピル、ね、低用量ピルとかピル飲むの有効ですよって言われたのね、うん、なんでかっていうと自分でナチュラルにプロデュースしてるエストロゲンとかの方が高いから、量が、
うん、
だからピルでこう定期的に低いエストロゲン出してる方が子宮筋腫が育たなくていいですよって言われたの。それで日赤の病院に行って、でそれって結構ネットとか海外だともう当たり前のことなんだよね、
うん、
なんだけど日赤の婦人科に行ったら女のお医者さんにそんなの聞いたことないって言われたの。
いや、
yeah. で I was like 聞いたことないのみたいな。 She was like literally like 本当に全然 embarrassed とかでも何でもなく、 She was like そんなの初めて聞きましたみたいな言われたの、
yeah.
And I was like what? That's likeIsn't this like your job to know to
well,
know this?
These doctors, they're working.
I know they're working.
They're working and they're using past knowledge from school. It's very difficult.
Yeah,
for them
but
to
like,
keep up.
How are they getting new information? Like,
a
yeah,
lot of them aren't.
This medical things keep changing every single day. And is there like a system that they do? They get email notifications, like, you know, it's really scary.
Yeah, I have that experience with pretty much every doctor I've ever seen in Japan. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have the latest information. It's quite shocking, actually. It's kind of worrying. So I always use the internet to try to figure out what's going on.
まあね、そのネットにある全てを過信してお医者さんの言うことを無視するっていうのも良くないと思うんだけど、たまにね、本当にっていうようなびっくりすること言うときあるから先生がで特に日本ってさお医者さん超信用してるじゃんみんな、
mm.
あんまり質問とかもしないし、
But there's a lot of horror stories. There are a lot of horror stories here
yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
bad diagnoses and people yeah, yeah. dying from this stuff and people having all kinds of problems.
あとそのやっぱりイギリスとかアメリカとかだとよく記事とかにもなってるじゃん。お医者さんが言うことを全部信用するのはやめましょう。お医者さんも人間だし、そのお医者さんがいいお医者さんかも分かんないし、新しい情報を持ってるかも分からないから、例えばセカンドオピニオンとかもちろんそうだし。
But isn't it weird that you have to pay twice? You have to see multiple doctors just to get
まあね、 But,
something
I mean,
close to the right answer.
That's kind of しょうがない。
It's really
because
inefficient.
It's because it's humans. Or like例えば何か疑問があったら質問したりとか、
mm.
ジェネリック薬品があるんだったらそれにしてくださいって言うとかさ、なんかいろいろね、まあ、ジェネリックは日本でも広まってきてるけど、なんかそういう今受けてる治療が本当に一番ベストかどうかっていうのをみんながクエスチョンするのが、まあ、自分の実行責任として当たり前みたいなとこがあるじゃん。 But here it's like doctors are so 偉い and thenYou're not supposed to question them, well, and then they get really offended when you do that.
A lot of it is the language barrier. It's an absolute fact that for most of the medical stuff, Japanese doctors do not have the most recent information, period. Because
yeah.
that, you know, I know things about rehabilitative stuff for injuries and nutrition that... Most doctors here don't know. I've been
yeah.
to a lot of places and I ask them about these things and they don't know about it. But in the States,
yeah.
it's like、
ね、
everyone knows. It's like, what?
だから例えばそのアメリカとかで大きなニュースになってもう一般の人でも分かってるようなことを 日本のお医者さんが知らないっていうこともあるのかと思ってびっくりして、じゃあ日本のお医者さんっていうのはどういうふうに新しい情報を仕入れてるのか、でも個人個人でね、もちろんネット見るとかはできるけど、その教会とかに入ってるわけじゃん、
うん、
とかなんかそういうところから情報とかってもらってないのかなとか。
Also the technology for surgeries is very much behind here.
Okay.
My dad had to have a back surgery and a spinal surgery, and the best methods for that sort of a spinal surgery don't exist in Japan. You literally can't get it here.
Mm.
It doesn't exist. So he flew to the States, had the surgery. He's better now.
But, but
I think a lot of Japanese people don't realize, you know, maybe you're better off going overseas.
Yeah.
Like if I had to have surgery on my shoulder,
but that's not,
I would definitely leave. I'm not getting it done
here. Yeah, but that's not an option for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. It's not an option for me. I can't afford to have surgery on my shoulder. That's why it's...
Yeah.
That's why I dislocated it by taking off a sweater. You know, so...
でも怖いよね。だから前も言ったけど、いつか、あの、睡眠導入剤もらった時も、ネットで見ると、なんだっけ、1週間以上、2週間以上連続で飲んじゃいけませんって書いてあったのに、何ヶ月もくれてて、しかもマキシマムドーセージもう飲んじゃってて私だからそういうこととかもあるからね、あの、まあ、何でもすぐなんだろう信じるのは良くないよね、と思う。
I think it's a big problem.
Yeah, 怖いよ。
I don't know if computers are the answer though. English is the answer. Bilingual news is the answer. Doctors
yes.
should listen to bilingual news.
そうだね。
New research by the University of Rochester has found a link between exposure to air pollution early in life and neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism and schizophrenia. Exposure to this pollution produced harmful changes in the brains of mice, specifically an enlargement of a part of the brain that is associated with both autism and schizophrenia. These changes impacted the mice's short-term memory, learning ability, and impulsivity.The findings suggest that air pollution plays a role in autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders.
ロチェスター大学の研究で、幼少期に空気汚染にさらされることと、自閉症や統合失調症などの神経発達障害になることに関連性を発見しました。マウスを使った実験では、空気汚染は脳に有害な変化をもたらし、神経発達障害と関連する脳の部分が肥大化しました。その結果、マウスの短期的記憶や学習能力、衝動性に影響が見られました。
So, what they did is they exposed these mice to air pollution levels typical for a mid-sized city during rush hour.
Okay.
For 4 hours a day, for a total of 8 days during the first 2 weeks after birth.
Okay.
So they're actually exposed to air pollution levels much lower than Tokyo.
Yeah.
And this caused, in many of the mice, this caused neurodevelopmental disorders.That like autism and like schizophrenia. I mean, they can't diagnose autism and schizophrenia in mice, but the changes in the brain suggest that that's what's happening.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. Huh.
Also, in last year, in the JAMA Psychiatry, in one of their studies, they found that children that were living near busy roads.were 3 times more likely to develop autism.
Jeez.
Now, there's this idea that it's purely caused by genetics and that autism you just you inherit. That's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. A lot of people think it's bullshit.
それはもうずっと言われてるからね。そう、でもそうなの。だからさ、この間結構前にさ、自閉症がすごい増えてるって話したじゃん。で、なんでかわからないっていう。でもこれも絶対あるよね。空気汚染もうシンプルだけど、確実に、あの、私たちがちっちゃい時ってさ、あ、空気が汚れるとどういう悪いことがありますかっていうので、なんかそこまで具体的になかったじゃん。
な
んか空気が汚れると自然に良くないみたいなさ、結構ぼんやりしてたけど、実際今 ね、新しい研究とか見てるともう具体的にすごいいっぱいあるじゃん。 もちろんがんとかもそうだし、
こういう The evidence is overwhelming、
ね、
Absolutely overwhelming that PM2.5 and particles, all these small particles are extremely harmful, especially for young children. And we keep putting them into the air. People keep arguing against electric cars. These people need to shut up and realize what's really going on here.
実際その普通に暮らしているとやっぱり影響が分かりにくいから、自分の子供が例えば自閉症になったりとかしない限りは、まあそんなに、まあ、空気汚染してるって言うけど、まあ別にねと思ってるけど、もう多分一般的にみんなが思ってるよりも全然悪影響だよね、もっとみんなが思ってるよりビッグディールだよね。
We covered that study、Who did that study? The one where、air pollution was linked to like millions of deaths, like 7 million per year or something、
WHO じゃない?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct、
あ、終わり?
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, that was, that's even more evidence. I mean, it's,
yeah.
it's just piling up.
Yeah, そうだよ。そうだよ、だから。
Yeah, one interesting thing is that males are a lot more susceptible. Well, male mice were more susceptible to this. And that's in line with
autism
and schizophrenia. Males are also more susceptible to those.
なんでだろうね。
不思議だけど。I think it's because we have XY, so we don't have the...
なんか
I think it has something to do with that.
なんかもともと自閉症に男の子が多いのは、男の子の方がダイアグノーするのが簡単だからかもしれないみたいなことも言われてたけど、でもマイスでも同じってなると、そういうわけでもないかもしれないね。じゃあもう実際に男の子の方が多いんだ。
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind here is this is mice.
そうね。
And the reason why we use mice is because oftentimes things that affect mice affect humans the very same way.
Yeah.
This is very often the case.
Yeah.
But it isn't always the case. However, combined with the JAMA study that found the association between living near busy roads and developing autism, the evidence seems to be pretty strong.
Yeah.もううちらなんてさ、都内のど真ん中に住んでるからさ、困る。
Yeah, I was born here. I was right in the middle of this stuff. And pollution used to be a lot worse in Tokyo.
And it's crazy because like, 東京に超密集してるじゃん、人口が。Right? It's like, 絶対良くないけど、子育てに。でも東京にみんな来ちゃうっていうね。
Yeah, I wouldn't raise children here.
ね、私も東京で子育てしたくない。
It's not safe.
うん、赤ちゃんとかね、もうだって。
Think about China right now.
怖いよ。Yeah. Yeah, I'd be so paranoid, like if I had a kid here, and I don't know. It's just like the roads are really small, so like the buildings are really close to the roads. You know, like my apartment is really close to a big street where there are so many cars, and you know there are highways andYou know, it's...
You can smell it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your nose is telling you.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
The way your nose works is these particles are entering your body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you know.
そうそうそう。
We already have detectors for this stuff built in.
うちもね、ベランダに椅子置いてあるんだけど、それがすぐダスティーになっちゃうのね。黒っぽくなっちゃうの。だから拭かないと座れないんだけど、毎回。
Really?
それぐらい空気が、もちろんね、目で見ただけでは空気は全然汚れてないんだけど、それぐらい汚れてるっていうことなんだよね。だから椅子見るとちょっと怖いもん。
It's so stupid.
いや、怖いよ。でもだから次のニュースいいと思うよ、マイケルの。環境つながり。
Well, before that, one interesting thing about these ultra-fine particles like PM 2.5 is it's not even regulated by the EPA in the US. I don't think it's regulated here either.Why do we allow these companies? There are companies that are selling electricity. They're making a profit. Why do we allow these companies to put this shit in the air?
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. Ne-
for free. There shouldn't even, you know, they're coming up with the cap and trade kind of like carbon tax thing in the States. And a lot of people are really opposed to that. That is a weak compromise to say that, oh, if you pay money, then you can do this. Mm. No. How about, I don't care how much money you pay. We should just have clean air.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have little kids being raised in this sort of environment.
Nah.
The damage, the cost to society is enormous.
Yeah.
What price are you putting on autism?
You know,
it's fucked up.
やっぱりその事の重大さと対応が全く追いついてないし、awareness もあんまりないし。
And there's so much resistance from the people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, are you serious?
ね。
Why can't we just all agree that that clean air is better?
だからもうちょっとその、
That's
crazy. うちらさ、こうボロボロ、なんニュースのたんびに、あ、こういう悪いこともある、こういう悪いこともあるってなってるけど、もうリストにしてさ、したらすごいよ、多分。
And it's shit that we have the technology to fix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people say like, oh, well, you know, if we can't use fossil fuels, you know, the electricity price is going to go up. Okay, so how much money, you know, how can you put a price on something like this? How can you put a price on kids developing autism? Is yeah. that the kind of society that we're going to live in?
Yeah, yeah. 本当そう。
It's ridiculous. A German supermarket called Original Unverpackt has decided to do away with wasteful packaging, selling its goods to customers who will have to either bring their own containers or borrow one. Products will be contained in either bulk or gravity bins. The supermarket began with an initial crowdfunding of nearly 14 million yen or 100,000 euros, aiming to make an impact on the 16 million ton waste problem in Germany and ultimately the world.
ドイツのスーパーオリジナルウンファパクト合ってるかなが環境保護のため商品の包装をやめることにしました。野菜、パスタ、チーズ、調味料、コーンフレークなどさまざまな商品がそのまま包装なしで売られます。スーパーの利用者は自分で入れ物を持ってくるか入れ物を借りることができます。このスーパーはドイツの1600万トンのゴミ問題対策のためにクラウドファンディングで約1400万円をすでに集めています。あのビデオがあるんだけどね、わかりやすいよね、すごい。まあドイツ語なんだけど、だから何言ってるかは全然わかんないけど、映像で見るとすごい綺麗なスーパーだよね。あの未来的というか、あのな感じでパスタとかをまあ自分で持ってったよくあるジップロックの箱みたいなやつとかにこうザラっと入れて測って買ったり、あのチーズもそのまま切ってもらって、あの。なんか箱に入れて帰るみたいな。
It seems possible.
うん、全然いけると思う。あの、だってコンテナ持っていくだけだし、コンテナなんて軽いしね。
How often do you take out your trash?
Like once a week.
So once a week you're filling like a 45 liter bag?
Yeah, about 30かな。
30 liter?
うん。あんまり、うん。でもね、そう、やっぱり放送、日本特にね、過剰放送って言われるぐらいだから、あの放送大好きだけど、実はそんなにいらない、ね、無駄省けるところすごいいっぱいあるからね。
People here eat a lot less food.
Yeah.
Yeah, than Americans. People here eat a lot less food. I think that has a lot to do with it. I was looking at how much garbage people produce.
Okay.
Per year.
Okay.
And in Japan, it's 410 kilograms per year.
Okay. 410 kilo.
平均.
一人が?
一人.
Okay.
In the US, it's 760.
多いわ.
Yeah. Australia's up there too at 690.
Okay. 逆に超低いとこってあるの?例えばその日本の1年410キロより。
Congo. I don't know.
まあそう。
Yeah, there's,
そうだけどさ、
there's a lot of places that aren't on the list.
Okay, okay.
I think Scandinavia produces somewhere in the middle.
Mm, okay.
So does Europe.
Oh, okay.
So Japan is on the low end of developed nations. The US and Australia and Canada produce the most waste per person.
まあ、日本あれだよね、あのお買い物のグロッサリーの量がちょっと少ないっていうのもあるよねきっと、うん、アメリカとかさ一気に買うじゃんみんな、すごいじゃんカートに、カートがそもそも超でかいじゃん
yeah.
日本の倍ぐらいあるじゃん、それに山盛り入れてさ車に積んで帰るから760キロはすごいね結構、
mm. Japan tends to use Japanese people tend to use less of everything, less electricity, less water、
mm. ちっちゃいからかな、
mm. but compared to other places like China they use more
まあ、あとよくあの話題になるけど昔からあの日本はもったいないっていう、ね、コンセプトがあるから、
yeah, there,
あまり他の国には
there are wasteful practices here of not taking home leftovers、
確かに
but people don't have leftovers that often、
あんまり残さないからねそもそもとかポーションがそこまででかくないから、
yeah, you always have food left over in the States
yeah, てかあれ全部食べれないもん
you eat under your beltYou eat、and then you put the rest in a box and you go home、
yeah.
and you eat、and that's normal、
yeah. でもねドイツエコ本当に好きだからすごくいいと思うし、こうやってあの袋何プラスチックバッグ使わないで自分の布のエコバッグみたいなの持って行ったりとか、mm-hmm. こうやってコンテイナーがないから自分で持って行ったりとかしてるとなんか生活がシンプルな感じになってストレスがね減るよ逆に、
hmm.
あのだから家にどんどんビニール袋が溜まっていったりとかもしないじゃん、そういう無駄がないから私はすごい癒されたミュンヘン。
Are you using an eco bag?
Yeah, I have it here right now、huh. あのこれロンドンで買ったやつだけど、あのしかもねやっぱこの布のバッグの方が肩にかけれるしビニール袋とかより持ちやすいんだよね、だから結構使ってる、
hmm.
けどそうなんかシンプルな暮らし無駄がないシンプルな暮らしみたいなのをやっぱり結構ドイツはあのもう一般に浸透して結構目指してる感じがする。
They're really progressive. Well、the word progressive is kind of been hijacked, but in the original meaning of the word they like to
yeah, yeah.
Try to improve things. The
そうそう
idea ofKaizen、seems like they kind of operate that way there.
そう、で結構すぐやるじゃん。
But in the US, a lot of the times it's like, oh, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, like、yeah. kind of just like leave shit the way it is.
まあ日本もそっちに近いと思うよ。やっぱりなかなかこう反対する声とかが怖くて踏み出せないとか、そういう点ではまあスイスとかドイツとかはね結構もうやっちゃえみたいな感じで、yeah. やっちゃう。
Well,
でみんなも
the attitude here, I think, is more risk aversion.
そうだね、yeah.
Then the don't fix it if it's not broken、yeah. attitude、
まあ、あとその本当にその環境に対する一般の人へのアウェアネスがちょっと違うと思う、根本的に、まあ、それは教育とかもあると思うけど。
Did you hear about these kind of a different topic but the protests by taxi drivers?
Where?
どこだっけ? I think it's in the UK.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
What was the protest about?
But the protest is over this Uber thing.
Oh.
Huge protest where all the taxi drivers decided that they're going to park their cars in the middle of the road and block traffic.
What?
On purpose because they don't like Uber.
Why?
Because it's not good for taxi drivers. It's competition for the taxi drivers.
Yeah.
And Uber is cheaper and more convenient. Uber is that app where people can...
So.
I haven't used it before, so I don't really know how it works. But I guess you can like call a taxi and it shows up, and it's like it's cheaper and you actually know what the fare is before you get in.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way taxi drivers operate is, you know, they drive around in circles and、
yeah.
Steal your credit card information and shit like that because they're evil. I hate taxis.
Wow, 今の
I've been fucked over by taxis even in Tokyo. It's unbelievable. It's like, wow, you think I'm a tourist, so you're just going to drive around in circles, you asshole. I've been living here my whole life. I know what you're doing.
Michael の taxi rant.
And when I'm driving, they don't follow the rules. They run red lights and they...
まあ、
it's
東京はね。
Just, It's unbelievable. I saw this guy on a scooter get hit by a taxi just、
ね、
the other day.
東京はね、本当に多いからね、
タクシー。 Because taxis don't follow the fucking law.
Uber ね、そう、日本でも多い
よ。 So、the irony in this is that these taxis just gave themselves a death sentence、mm-hmm. because now everybody hates them even more.
Yeah, そうだね。
And it's like, you, oh, the taxis aren't working today?Okay, I guess I'll use Uber then.
Yeah, 確かに。
You know, it's like, what a stupid idea that was.
そう、ヨーロッパ、Uber もそうだし、こう、やっぱり自分の位置情報があるわけじゃん、携帯って、GPS みたいな。
Mm.
だから、タクシーをそれを使って呼べるんだよね。だから、mm. すぐに自分がいる場所までタクシーが来てくれる。まあ、東京ほど流しのタクシーがいないから、よりそれが便利っていうのもあると思うんだけど。
Mm. And taxis are too expensive.
Yeah.
What is it at now?
今初乗り710円とか。
Jesus, it used to be like
日本は本当高い。前は多分610円かな。
It used to be way cheaper than that. I remember when it was like 510. Before that, it might have
been
Really? Yeah. It's gone up many times.
そう、710円はね、多分
Same as 自販機 has also kept going up.
Yeah, 自販機めっちゃ高いよね。
Yeah, I feel like I'm on Fujisan now every time I'm trying to buy a drink.
そうだよ。なんかコンビニでさ、お水85円とかで売ってるのに、誰が買うの?
Yeah, you can get the 2 liter for 85 yen at the コンビニ。
そうそうそう。コンビニの水めっちゃ安いもんね。ていうか、80円で、そうそうそう、2リットル、そう、2リットル買えるね。セブンイレブンとか。
まあ、with the tax increase, I think it's more now, but...
でもあるよ、80円の水買ってるもん。Mm. てか、基本2リットルの水は1本80円で買ってる、全部。
Mm.
Yeah.
Also, they have this paralyzed teenager that's going to kick off the World Cup. It's kind of interesting. There's some kid that he's going to operate an exoskeletal suit.
Yeah.
So this kid's paralyzed, right? But he's going to wear a suit that he controls with his mind.
Wow.
To kick off the World Cup.
それいつやるの?
When the World Cup starts.That's like what, 2 days from now?
Okay.
もうすぐじゃん。
でもさ、いっぱい試合あるじゃん。あ、開会式みたいなのがあるってこと?
Well, it hasn't started the World Cup.
Yeah, I know, but like, this boy
He's
will
not
kick
a player.
off.
He's
no,
just
he will kick off some game, right?
Yeah,
like,
whatever
I wonder which
the,
one it will be.
The first, it's in Brazil, whatever it is.
Yes, but I mean, there are tons of matches. There are tons of matches in like several locations in Brazil.
I don't even know how this stuff works. I'm only interested in the suit.
World Cup 知らなすぎ。やばい。こんな盛り上がってんのに。
I'm gonna watch though.
日本戦?
Yeah, the Japanese matches.
私も見ますけど、ベストなんちゃらまでいけるといいなと思う。
Wait, so what's the deal with Honda's eye?It turned out to be Graves' disease, huh? 違う?
I don't know. I thought they were saying Basedo 病.
Yeah, that's Graves' disease.
Oh, okay.
Basedo 病.
But he hasn't confirmed it, no? But he did have a surgery.
I thought it was confirmed. No?
I don't know. I'm not following the
news. Someone tweeted us about it, so...
Oh, really?
That it was Basedo 病.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that he confirmed it.I mean, people have been saying this forever, but he's been saying that it's nothing. So, yeah, it was one of our first topics.
Yeah.
So,
T-shirts.
T-shirts なんですけど、今日の朝10時ぐらいに Amazon で、私が知らない間に available になりまして。その後2-3時間で女の子用が売り切れてしまいました。
That was like 15 minutes after you tweeted it.
そうなの。全然知らなくて、私、女の子のシャツはこんな感じだよみたいな自分で着て写真撮ってる間に売り切れてた、多分。
Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to announce it on the podcast.
そう、ごめん、みんな。楽しみにしてた人。今ね、見ると Amazon で男の人の XL サイズだけある。かろうじてでもこんなすぐ売り切れると思わなかったから私
Well, we couldn't afford to buy more than we did, so
Yeah, but 私だって今週末にこのポッドキャストで今日のでアナウンスして まあ、週末みんなが買ってくれればいいかなみたいな感じに思ってたから、本当に、ね、うん、悪かったと思います。でもまた作るよね。もう今回 Amazon のやり方分かったから、またなんか作るので、
まあ we'll use the money from 今回 to make
yeah
more,
another t-shirt、so.そう、あの同じ柄はねもうやらないけど、あのまた新しいの多分作るので、その時お願いします、うん、女の子ね早かったね、びっくりした。本当に 2,3 時間で全部なくなっちゃった。
まあ猫だからね、
そういう問題まあでも男の人も早いね。こんな1日で全部売り切れる感じになると思わなかったからびっくりした。すごいよね。
Yeah
ありがたい。
YeahIf you're a big man and you want a cat t-shirt, there's some left, so.
Yeah, 今回ね超イケてるからもっとなんか楽しみたかった。もっとみんなに宣伝とかしたりしたかった
すぐ終わったね、
うん、すぐ終わっちゃった。一瞬で終わっちゃった。なんか3ツイートぐらいで終わっちゃった、
うん、
出ましたっていうのと女の子はこんな感じですっていうので終わっちゃったから、まあありがとうございます。本当にこんな、ね、買っていただいて。あでね、あのちょっと一個だけ注意事項が、あの普通 T シャツのプリントって馴染むまでに1ヶ月ぐらいかかるんだって、
うん、
で今回あの作ってすぐ Amazon に出してるから、あの届いてすぐに洗濯するとちょっと色落ちする可能性があるので、それだけちょっと気をつけていただけると、
うん、Is there anything they just have to wait?
Yeah, just don't wash it for like2 weeks、
huh.
or something, or just don't wash it with other white stuff とかかな。
それ聞いたことない。
普通はね、いや普通大きい大手のところはプリントして1ヶ月寝かせるんだって普通は、うん、それからお客さんに出すんだけど、うちら今回パッと Amazon にすぐ出しちゃったから、
I see.
そうすぐ洗濯すると危ないですっていうのだけみんなに言いたかった。
Yeah, we have an Amazon now, so we'll do something soon、yeah. so if you didn't get a t-shirt,
Don't get too depressed.
Don't, yeah. You were sending us like depressed tweets.
そうなの。悲しいね、ツイートがいっぱい来て、なんかすごい楽しみにしてたのにとか、あとあの一人 T シャツを Amazon でカートに入れて本買おうと思ってちょっと見てたらもうその間になくなってたとか、あとなんかドイツに住んでる人でめっちゃチェックしてたのにもう夜になったから寝て起きたらなくなってたとか、そういう悲しいのがいっぱい来てね、うん、本当に心が痛い。でも気持ちだけ嬉しい。ありがとうございますからね、また次何か作るってなったらすぐお知らせしますので、
yep.
よろしくお願いします。
そのぐらいかな。
うん、そのぐらいです。また来週、
yep.
終わり。バイ
バイ。